Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 41 about coffee shops. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So, why an episode about coffee shops? Well, as you might have heard, there was a new drink that was released at Starbucks recently that a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Born This Way Foundation, which is a foundation that both Prince Henry and Lady Gaga are putting time into to try and provide help and support for people with mental illnesses. So Starbucks is the coffee shop that has these cups of kindness that are the limited time Lady Gaga drinks, and a portion of the proceeds, which is 25 cents out of every cup, will be donated to that foundation. They decided to do this around summer because these are all iced drinks, and a lot of them are either like lemonades or matcha drinks, so definitely not really my thing. But it kind of got me thinking. You know, I wanted to kind of see if 25 cents seemed like it was a big number to Starbucks, you know, 25 cents per cup. And now this isn't on every drink either. This is only on these four drinks. So with thinking, I did a little bit of math and a little bit of digging. And what that digging actually found is kind of astonishing. So the Starbucks menu, drinks specifically, range between about $1.80 to $5 per drink. Now that's depending on your market and a couple of other factors, but if you're just getting like the base drink as it is on the menu with no additions, that's around the price range that you're going to pay. All right, so I looked at that, and then I looked at how many workers usually are at Starbucks at any given time, and I didn't really take into account that pretty much every time I've ever been in a Starbucks, there's been a line or there's a line outside at the drive-thru. I didn't really take that into account. I just did some pretty simple math, and if a Starbucks is a larger store, usually they have about three people working. Those people are making about $15 an hour, which means if people come in and they're buying average cost drinks, about a $3 charge per drink, then in order for Starbucks or the company to be able to pay these three workers, they need to sell about 15 drinks an hour. Now, again, whenever I've been inside of Starbucks, usually 15 drinks an hour seems a little ridiculous because the majority of the time that I'm in there, if you go in any time during the morning, basically, the line's almost out the door, depending on the Starbucks. So 15 drinks an hour seemed like a pretty reasonable thing, you know, and three people, maybe five people, maybe six people, depending on how busy they are, is not super irregular. So you have to kind of factor that on top of the cost of the workers, they're still making money. And so that kind of maybe do a really quick comparison between how much a cup of coffee could cost from Starbucks compared to at home. And I know that these numbers are going to be kind of like skewed because it's just basic math that I did. I looked up statistics on all this stuff. Anything could be wrong. Any one of these numbers can be wrong. So at home, you're looking at a range of between 8 cents and 40 cents per cup on coffee. And that's with even the most expensive beans that I could find that are pretty much readily available to anyone. It's about 40 cents a cup, which is a 16-ounce cup. So that being said, the lowest price for like a cup of coffee at Starbucks, at the majority of them, is about $2.10. So that's a pretty big differential. So when you take that into consideration, let's just tack on maybe an extra, I don't know, 2 to 3 cents per cup, because the cups cost money too. And realistically, there's no fucking way they're paying 2 cents per cup. But let's just say a cup of coffee costs Starbucks about 10 cents to make, not including the workers. All right, that means that they're making $2 on every basic cup of coffee. That's about an eighth of their earnings that they're trying to donate towards the Born This Way Foundation. All right, so that also got me thinking, well, wait a minute. If the math that I'm doing is like somewhat right, which it kind of has to be, otherwise there wouldn't be so many Starbucks, then about how much money is she going to make from this? You know, I mean, obviously she's not going to make any. It's all going to go to her foundation. But about how much money is the foundation going to make? And I did some quick calculations, and based on those calculations, I found that over a one-day period, if a Starbucks is open 16 hours, and they're just making those 15 drinks per hour, and about a quarter of those drinks are these cups of kindness, that per day, they'll be making around the area of $375,000. Just based off of those metrics. And now, my math was assuming that the 25,000 Starbucks that exist are selling, like I said, about a fourth of their drinks throughout the entire day as these cups of kindness, which of course is not going to be true at all of them, but that's also kind of a skewed factor because we don't know exactly how many they're going to sell, and obviously they sell more than 15 cups an hour at a lot of these different stores. So there's so many factors that just with my basic math, I was only able to get that number, and that in itself is a pretty tremendous number, and since they're running this for a week, they're going to be in the millions of dollars already. However, then I got to thinking also, with all this money that people are spending on coffee, how much could they potentially be saving? And basically, that's where it comes into Starbucks is completely screwing people. All right, like if you get the best coffee and you make yourself a cup every single morning, if you calculate the amount of time it costs you, how it tastes when you brew your own coffee, if you like it better or worse, the best beans that you could possibly get, the best coffee maker you could possibly get, the water heat, all these different things. If you brewed yourself a cup of coffee and you had to have a cup of coffee every single morning, you have to factor in about how much money that could potentially save you. And most people aren't going to Starbucks and just getting the basic menu items. They're going in and they're getting whatever the basic menu item is, plus this, plus that, plus two or three shots, and they're going with it all day, every day. So once you do these calculations, you kind of factor in that, you know, you're already at Starbucks waiting, so time isn't really the biggest factor, except for they can kind of push people out, I'd say maybe 50% faster than it might take you. You can also set your coffee machine on a timer, so that kind of is like not really a good point. And obviously you have to do the shopping for your own stuff and find stuff that you like. That could take a little bit of time, and there's the convenience factor basically. So while I say all these things, it obviously makes more and more sense that the cost of these things is relatively high, but if you calculate it in and you see these people that are complaining about the money that they have with Starbucks inside of their hand, then it really doesn't quite make sense. So that's kind of what I want to say on that. But also I want to say that 25 cents per cup on these things for these cups of kindness seems like Starbucks really is skimping out on this. They could have done way better. I feel like the Born This Way Foundation could have definitely gotten a better deal out of this. I mean, Prince Henry and also Lady Gaga are backing this foundation, so those are two really big names. And Starbucks, which is pretty much the biggest name in coffee in at least America, is doing the promotion. So 25 cents kind of feels like a slap in the face, especially when you can calculate on a daily basis that the company has to be making at least $1 million with all the different Starbucks that are around. So my suggestion to you is that if you really love Starbucks and you're going to go and get one of these drinks, just consider holding off one day out of the entire week on getting a drink from Starbucks and just donating that money to the cause instead. Because if you just donated the money instead for whatever this one cup of kindness would have cost you in whole, if you take that whole amount and donate it to the Born This Way Foundation, then instead of them making that $375,000 a day, they could potentially make $3 million a day, okay? And that is a fucking huge impact. That's 8 times the amount that they could be making a day because you skipped one drink. You skipped one drink for the entire week. Instead of getting that Lady Gaga drink at Starbucks for one day out of the week, just go ahead and donate $3 or $4 to the Born This Way Foundation, and you're going to make such a big impact. Besides you going into Starbucks, buying this drink, and then Starbucks throwing a quarter over at Prince Henry and Lady Gaga's foundation. You know? So just something to think about. Obviously, people are still going to go in and they're going to want to try these drinks, but just please, if you're considering buying maybe an extra one of these drinks, or even if you do want to buy one of these drinks every day and you don't want to miss it, you know, just go and donate a couple of bucks towards their cause, because obviously they've coupled with Starbucks because it's the biggest coffee company and they think they'll have the biggest impact on it. So if they're going for big impact, just try and give it to them. It's not a bad cause. I didn't really do a ton of research on it, but all the stuff that I read on it seemed like it was about the good stuff, you know? So throw them a bone. Starbucks really seems to be screwing them, in my opinion, on this deal. And honestly, if I were you and you were drinking coffee every single morning, I'd consider brewing my own, because the amount of money that you can save could be a trip to Disneyland or Disney World or even a trip to Europe at this price, you know? You're talking on the low end hundreds of dollars that you could be saving yearly by brewing coffee at home. So just think about it, consider it. If you think that maybe I'm completely off point on this, please do let me know. Please do like, comment, subscribe, and share. Thanks again for joining us. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.